This is All the Year Round, daily readings for the new church. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. Today's readings are Genesis chapter 21, verses 28 to 34, and Arcana Celestia number 2722. Genesis, chapter 21, verses 28 to 34. And Abraham stood 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What are these 7 ewe lambs, these which thou hast stood by themselves?" And he said, "For these 7 ewe lambs thou shalt take from my hand, so that it may be a testimony for me that I have dug this well." Therefore he called that place Beersheba, for there the two of them promised. And they cut a covenant in Beersheba. And Abimelech arose, and Phicol, the commander of his army, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. And he planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of Jehovah, the God of eternity. And Abraham sojourned in the land of the Philistines many days. Arcana Celestia, number 2722. The most ancient people who were before the flood saw in all things, both general and particular, something representative and significative of the Lord's kingdom, as in mountains, hills, plains, valleys, gardens, groves and forests, rivers and waters, fields and growing crops, trees and animals of every kind, and the luminaries of heaven. They never, however, kept their eyes, much less their minds, fixed on these objects, but used them as means for thinking of the celestial and spiritual things which are in the Lord's kingdom. And this to such a degree that there was nothing at all in universal nature which did not serve them as means for so thinking. It is also the fact that all things in nature, both general and particular, are representative. This, at the present day, is an arcanum, and is believed by hardly anyone. But after the celestial, which is of love to the Lord, perished, mankind were no longer in that state, namely, that from objects as means they could see the celestial and spiritual things of the Lord's kingdom. Still, the ancients after the flood, from traditions and collections made by certain men, knew that these things were significative, and because they were significative, they accounted them holy. Hence came the representative worship of the ancient church. And again, Genesis chapter 21, verses 28 to 34. And Abraham stood 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What are these 7 ewe lambs, these which thou hast stood by themselves?" And he said, "For these 7 ewe lambs thou shalt take from my hand, so that it may be a testimony for me that I have dug this well." Therefore he called that place Beersheba, for there the two of them promised. And they cut a covenant in Beersheba. And Abimelech arose, and Phicol, the commander of his army, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. And he planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of Jehovah, the God of eternity. And Abraham sojourned in the land of the Philistines many days. This has been All the Year Round, daily readings for the new church. If you have found this podcast valuable, please consider telling a friend about it. If you'd like to get in touch, send us an email at alltheyearroundpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more readings from the Sacred Scriptures and the Heavenly Doctrine of the New Church.